of highest court. So he gave, took safety. And he took it and he went to after what he came. He heard it when he came to Varanasi on the bank of Ganges, very sacred place. He heard that, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has reached here. And he is returning from Vrindavan. And lakhs devotees are hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has defeated Prakashananda. And he has cut his all arguments of Mayavad philosophy. And then he was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so prominent. Oh, and lakhs devotees were coming to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was in the house of Chandrasekhar. He came there searching and he was on the door of Chandrasekhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what he asked and after that.
Because all this is deliberated and they will go to the root of the
matter.
And Jalakar is here. Oh, he has requested that jump to
something. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he inquired from Chandrasekhar and asked him, go and see if somebody has come at his doorstep to meet him.
A devotee has come.
A devotee has come. Then Chandrasekhar, when he came out, he saw there was no devotee waiting outside. So he came and replied to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, I didn't see any devotee standing outside to meet you. Then Mahaprabhu again said, did you see anyone there? And then this time Chandrasekhar, he came out, he saw one person who was so dirty and shabby, so much beard, and was looking like a Muslim person. So then Chandrasekhar told this man to come in and Mahaprabhu is calling him. When this person, who is actually Sanatana Goswami, came in and when Mahaprabhu saw him, he quickly ran to embrace him. But what happened? Sanatana Goswami was pushing, coming back. He did not want that Mahaprabhu should touch him. But Mahaprabhu wanted to embrace him because Mahaprabhu said that by touching yourself, a pure devotee, one can completely become pure.
I'm touching you only to be pure.
Then, after some time, Mahaprabhu ordered Chandrasekhar to give nice clothes and give some help to Sanatana Goswami so that he can shave up and dress up like a devotee. Then, after shaving up and taking one, when Chandrasekhar was offering him a new piece of cloth, Sanatana Goswami did not accept that. And instead he asked for an old dhoti, an old piece of cloth which is used by Chandrasekhar. And when Chandrasekhar gave that one dhoti, Sanatana Goswami tore it into three pieces. And he made two pieces, outer sannyasi clothes, the upper and the lower, and then he made one kupin out of that piece of cloth. And then in that state he came in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Mahaprabhu saw this dress of Sri Sanatana Goswami, he was very happy and he was very pleased that how nicely Sanatana Goswami was following the principles of sannyasa ashram. But there was one thing. What? Sanatana Goswami was having this valuable blanket given to him by his brother-in-law. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes while in the conversation or after a little while, he would look at that blanket. And in the meantime, they also went to Sapar Mishra's house and Mahaprabhu was invited for prasadam. And Mahaprabhu took Sri Sanatana Goswami with him to take Mahaprasad. When Mahaprabhu told Sapar Mishra to also give lunch prasad to Sanatana Goswami, then Sanatana Goswami, Sapar Mishra said, no, he has some duties, so please you take first, and after you have taken, then Sanatana Goswami will honor Mahaprasad. So after Mahaprabhu has taken prasadam and he was resting, Sapar Mishra gave remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Sanatana Goswami. Then, when Sanatana Goswami noticed that Mahaprabhu was noticing this blanket, this terrible blanket again and again, then he understood that Mahaprabhu is not pleased with this. So, Sri Sanatana Goswami, he went to the Ganges, and at the bank, there was one poor man, and he had bought his old torn quilt, and he had spread it for drying. Then Sanatana Goswami, he went to that person and asked that if he could trade his valuable blanket for that quilt. And when this person heard this word from Sanatana Goswami, he was kind of surprised, and he said, "You are a nice gentleman, why you are joking with me? And you are such a sane person, why any sane person would trade this old torn quilt for a valuable blanket?" He could not understand, he was thinking that Sanatana Goswami is joking with him. But when Sanatana Goswami seriously spoke to him, he said, "No, I want you to trade it." And then he gave his valuable blanket to that poor person and took his torn quilt. And wearing that quilt around, when he came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much happy, overly happy to see that how Sanatana Goswami was following the strict principles of sannyasasram. He was really pleased that by the mercy of Krishna, Sanatana Goswami has given up all the attraction for all the material sense objects. He was not at all having any attachment, and just this last piece of blanket was holding, and now he had given up that also completely. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy to see Sanatana Goswami in that state, completely depending on Krishna and not having any attraction or attachment to anything mundane. Then Sri Sanatana Goswami, he humbly inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No. Thank you.
Oh, this is the process. What is the purpose of this story? Or from beginning of his life, the devotee should follow him. How he left his everything, position, wealth and money. Even a servant with one coin, he left. Even that blanket, now nothing. He took only old dhoti and make it four. Oh, for this and for this. And door koku, nothing else. There was no money, nothing left with him. If any person wants to go to any high class of devotee, to be a devotee, he should be like Sanatana. He should not come with so much wealth in his pocket or with bank balance. He can afford. Never he can afford. Like a street beggar. I can tell you, this is history, a life history of your Prabhupada, my friend, the Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. He told himself this story. I think he has never told to others, but I have told to you. Oh, when he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was telling to me this secret thing. Oh, I took initiation, I then began to read Srimad Bhagavatam, to chant and remember also, looking out for my job, that Bengal Chemical, he was manager at that time, not only manager, he was sole proprietor, right? So, but he was fearing that, oh, if anyone chant and remember and follow Krishna, then Krishna will make him it's better. So, what to do? I was thinking and thinking, I was in problem, always very foggy. But I never stopped to chant and to hear and to read Srimad Bhagavatam. I went on, strictly following my guru order. After some time, Bengal Chemical was felled off. He left anyhow. He was bound to left. Then he came to Allahabad. And he again started one medical north of factory in big way. But after 2 years it fell down. Then he started a shop, very prominent, where Indian prime ministers used to come. But after 2 months, 1-2 years, it also fell. Then he began to be a representative. He used to take something, making himself some medicine. He knew to make new medicine. And he used to go here and there. But also he could not do. And penniless being, he came to me and he was telling that, now I am penniless, nothing left with me. So Krishna makes it, to whom he loves. So Sanatana Goswami, the purpose of this Sanatana Goswami is this, if you want really to be a very pure devotee, high class of devotee, you will have to follow him, like empty pocket, nothing with him. Then Krishna may give you. Otherwise, not. Otherwise, you will have to return back from pure devotion. So, you should try to follow Sanatana Goswami. If you want to have high class of precious prema bhakti, totally bhakti. We know that all those who have practiced bhakti yoga, or they have followed me. Rukh, Sanatana, Raghunath, also the one son of King Narottam Thakur, Shyamanand, Salve Vidya Bhushan, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he was also high, he had a very high class of position also. He left everything, you know, Srila Prabhupada. Swamiji was very high class of, his father was very rich person. None of this. Our Guru Maharaj was also like a prince. Also the father of Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, very rich person, very rich person. But he left everything for Krishna. Krishna Prem is more valuable. With all affluence you can attain Krishna. You will have to be one day a space level. And when you will be like this, oh, Krishna can give you so much affluence, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, like Prahlad Maharaj, like others, like Nanda Maharaj, or then you can have. Yes, like me. Or Swami Maharaj also. All so much affluences, lakhs and lakhs, daughters and sons, and so many centers, so many cows here, there. You cannot believe. Anyone cannot believe. So, you should try to follow this line. But not very easy. Not very easy. But you will have to follow. Today, Gaur Premanande.
I think many devotees have a question about what you just said. That when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, you could follow him around by foot. But in this day and age, when the sky is staying across oceans, one gives up all of his money, how can he follow that
sadhu or
that
sadhu? Oh, Krishna will make any arrangement. You should be dependent on Krishna. If you are not a...
following six principles of Saranagati, then how can you believe in God? First Saranagati should come. This is the doorway of Krishna. Krishna should manage. Why we should be very Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna.
We are chanting what should be king and what should be king. Subject here. When chanting Hare name.
Hare Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu.
Jaya Karamu. And what we do. Lamenting. I am worst. No qualification. I am offender. All unwanted thing in me. O Nityananda, be merciful to me. O Advaita Acharya, you have brought Chaitanya, Radha and Krishna. in this world. You have brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the shape of Mahaprabhu, but they are Radha and Krishna. Oh, please be mercy. A drop of your mercy. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. It may be that you have become. Your heart will be mercy. If you are praying from your heart. Oh, but the mercy of Advaita Acharya, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, he cannot actually fight without mercy of Sarva Goswami, especially Rupa Goswami. Oh, Rupa Goswami, be merciful. You are Jagat Guru. Oh, you are the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You are everything. Sattarupe, Daita Sattarupe, like this. So be merciful. Otherwise I may die. But he is praying to his Gurudev now. Oh, if you are not merciful to me, then anyone will not be merciful to me. Even Sarva Goswami. Oh Gurudev, be merciful to me. And then he says, oh Gurudev, Srivas Pandit Prabhu, please give me your associate. But I am unqualified for your associate. Please give me the association of your pure disciple. He will be for me, always giving association. Always, Hari Katha, Hari Katha. Nothing else. So you can. Any song of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur, Premananda, Govinda, you can sing. And chanting, and you can sing. They will give transcendental power. These are the forces. Waiting and chanting. But we have so many desires. Oh, very hard. Our hearts have been more hard than iron and stone. But if he was doing in this portion, that is it. These are the portions. Any song you can. You know, Rupa Goswami has written Namastakam. Nikalasuti Mauri Ratramala. Jyotini Rajita Pata Pamita Janita. I look to play Rupashyamana. Paritasang Harihana. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Nami. Madhava Maharaj is the
only Rashtramala.
Don't repeat. Very good. Look, we will explain me. You're praying the lotus feet of Nam Prabhu. Nikla Suti Mauli Rashtramala, all Vedas and Upanishads, they are praying and doing Aruti of Nam Prabhu. Duti Nidhanika Pada Pankajanta. By them they are doing Arati of his lotus feet of Nam Prabhu. And who is that Nam Prabhu? Mukta Kula Upasamanam. He is always served by liberated soul. So I bow down myself, the lotus feet of Nam Prabhu, who is always served by liberated soul, and all Upanishads and Vedas doing Arati of that Nam Prabhu.
Here, Rupa Goswami Pad is saying that knowledge is in the Veda, but the crest jewel on the head of all the Vedas, these are the Upanishads. In Upanishads, most excellent transcendental knowledge has been given. But what are the Upanishads doing? They are taking Panch Pradeep, Ghee Wicks, fired in a lamp, and they are offering arti, not directly to Harinam, to the rays of effulgence coming out from the tips of the toenails of Harinam. So Srila Rupa Goswami is saying, oh Harinam, you are glorified by all the dynasties of liberated sages, so I take complete shelter of your lotus feet.
Rupa Goswami is telling. These are just doing arati. What is the meaning? Only the rays of the Harinam. Who is Harinam? Himself Krishna. Non-Bihari. But more. So all Vedas are of glorifying name, but very far away. They cannot taste all the rasa which is in me. So I pray that only liberated person, very high class of person, not only liberated, though has followed the process of Paragamga Bhakti, knowing what is praying, Sneh, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav, especially the Mahabhav of Radhika. Those who realize, they can glorify and they can chant your name, otherwise not. Our name, always full of offenses. And more, not so much offense, but even it may be abhar. Semblance of name. What is that? Four. Four things. And those who are the association of high class of Radhanuga Vaishnava, knowing all these things, who is Krishna, who is Rasa Krishna, who is Srimati Radhika, what is praying tattva and what is rasa tattva, knowing all these things. Oh, they can touch the glory of Krishna. And when they will chant Hare Krishna, evam batasva priyanam krishna jatani vago, all they are full of high class of ecstatic rasa. And astasakti, mood will come. So they can chant of pure name. Because it has been told, nama chintamani chaitanya rasa vigraha. What is meaning of rasa vigraha? Name is a vigraha of full of rasa, ocean of endless ocean of rasa. But we don't realize anything. That is why I move to Kalyani Pashna. Only a liberated person having praying, sneha, man, pranam, they know what they can do. They will say, Mahaprabhu, nayanangala dasa, yugaitam nimishena chakshu sastra. This is true. More than that, what? Eighth shloka. Of very high. Even Srimad Bhagavat has not told like this. He has covered. But Chaitanya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has often known. But who will realize? This is our goal of the life. If we had touched anything of the, a little bit of taste has come, we cannot detect. We cannot come to what you like. Never. If quickly they will give up. Life will happen. Then second name. Jainamadheya Muni Brindageya Janaranjanaya Paramatharati. Manadara Tapi Nikalograta Pupatalin below. If a little bit of this comes, even Namavaha. Jai Nama Dheya, Muni Brinda Dheya, Ho Muni, Sukadeva Goswami, or Narada Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu Himself. O Shankar like this, always Mahadeva Shankar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, chanting. Brahma, far form of, even Shankar Sam with his thousand and thousand of mouth. thousands and thousands of suns. Chanting and remembering with a thousand and thousand of minds. But he connects so everything. See, once more and more, sun, heart, mind, more and more, unlimited. Jayanama. Here, what is the name there? Oh, you are himself Krishna. Krishna has infected all his power, mercy, everything, and he has made name more powerful, more merciful than himself he. Understand? Krishna is not merciful so much, because he combined mercy of Radha and all is in name. Nam namakari bahudhara. But we are so unfortunate. We have no faith in this. Jainam Dhemuni Vrindhya. Janaram Janaya Paramaksharati. Oh, only to be merciful and to sprinkle mercy. Oh, he has came in the shape of name. Name are of two kinds. Sabda Brahma and Sabda Samanya. What is Sabda Brahma? Transcendental name himself, Krishna and Radhika. And what is Sabda Samanya? Only word. Having no power. He has heard from anywhere. Bogus Guru from Bogus Guru. Who is not realized. Who is not chanting. Oh, he has made up his mind that I should chant more than 60. Never, never. It will be often. He can't chant. He is bogus guru. So, if anyone is having all these names from them, or hearing any word, or reading Srimad Bhagavatam anywhere, and they are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No need of guru at all. No need of diksha. No shiksha. Oh, why name is himself Krishna? They are bogus persons, offenders. We should try to be far away from them. Namadhemuni Vrindageya Janaranjanaya Pat. So, to be merciful, you have come, descended in the form of akshar. What is akshar?
Syllable.
If anyone, he chants, but no honor, even no honor. Or dignity, without honor, without knowing the glory, and he utters this name, what becomes? All kinds of difficulties, sorrow, suffering, birth, death, and everything. Even all kinds of honors and everything before. So you should hear patiently all this. And try to realize this fact. After that, Jatanama Bhasoti Utman Kavalita Bhavadhant Vibhavo Visham Sattam Dhanam Api Vishat Bhakti Pranayinim Janat Tascha Udhatam Bhavan Nam Tarani Siti Kavalita. After this,
यत्
ब्रह्मसाक्षात्कृति निश्चयापि विना सम्मायापि विना अनुभोगै अपि तु नाम स्फुरणेन तस्य प्रारब्धः. एक ब्रह्मज्ञानी या जैसे ब्रह्मज्ञान और दान ले ट्राई टू फ्लो टू ऑफ योर हार्ट एंड सी वेरी स्मॉल तत् ब्रह्मसाक्षात्कृति निश्चयापि. That is receive the Brahma Jnana. It is Nishtha. But even now you are qualified to have Brahma Jnana. That part I am Brahma. Sarvam Khalidam. And he is about to liberate. But he will have to suffer for his prarabdha karma. What is prarabdha karma? Prabdha karma?
there are so many kinds of karma. Prarabdha, aprarabdha, deed, avidya, five kinds. Prarabdha karma, what do you mean prarabdha karma? You know? We should all try to know all this. Because we are incarnation center.
Different stages.
We are here, we are incarnation center for 7 days. You know? And you have attended 7 days in desert. You should now think that we are in training center. I may examine you. And if you are not qualified, I may cut your name. So I will examine and I will promote also.
Just to stay back.
I can ask questions to anyone who is here. So you should be allowed that Maharaj can ask anything. तद ब्रह्म साक्षात की निष्ठा भी बट ये यू हैव टू फेस यू हैव टू सफर प्रारब्ध कर्म प्रारब्ध कर्म व्हाट इज मीनिंग
श्री रूप का स्वामी पाद इज रिटन अप्रब्धम फलम
सापम नो नो डोंट
टू सम बीजम फलम
व्हाट आई एम टेलिंग यू शुड बिलीव अदरवाइज यू विल टेक ऑल टाइम
प्रारब्ध कर्म मीन
व्हाट इज प्रारब्ध कर्म
मीन प्रारब्ध कर्म मीन the reactions of our fruitive activities which are fructifying in this life in the form of this body.
Our body has been given only for prarabdha karma. But yet there are now endless ocean of our karma, good and bad, are still in store. Only the karmas which are now to be tested from that our big body continues. And when we will test all these things again, the new comes from that is stored income. That is a prarabdha. And by faith it comes to keep up all this. It comes from ignorance. What is it? Krishna bhuliti yil? To forget Krishna. This is our main ignorance. So all will go away. Only by one name it is manifest. What is the meaning of Krishna? We cannot take from our Shrivan Mokho Vi Jivadu. If you are surrendered, then it may be that your all offense will go. All offense. And Krishna, for a moment, he can come or a son, and he will down. But very rare. Very rare. So we should wait. If one name has come and gone in the world, then all kinds of karma, your prarabdha karma, aprarabdha karma easily can go. But you have to test, even brahmajnani has to test. But if anyone comes, or even one name is coming and something in you, then your all food, avidya, everything will go away by one day. Then you should have this faith, strong faith. So don't be weak. Nothing we cannot chance. We will not chance. Only distribution of books and all other things. Don't try to chant more with pure mind. Agataman Jasoda Anandana Ulanda Sunu Kamala Nayani Gopi Chandra Vrindavan Kranat Karana Krishna Avityane Kaswarupe Parima Marisho. You can chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Oh Krishna, you are Agataman. Hey Agataman. What is meaning? You have Agathu. Agathu. Agathu
is the embodiment of all kinds of offenses. Oh, and so offenses. Be merciful. Like Agathur, you should take my all offenses. Agathaman, Jashoda Nandano, Nanda Suno, Kamala Nayan, Gopi Chandra, Vrindavan, Pranthapurna Krishna. Oh Krishna, your name, all these things. They should come with the bow, full of rush, saturated with rush. Naam Gopul Mahatsavare Chekrun Papuse. Oh Krishna, come in my heart with your full appearance. You are the Mahatsav of Gokul. Mahatsav means? Anyone if sees you, meets you, remembers you, chants you. Oh. Oh. Gokul Mahatsav. Gokul Mahatsav. Or you should manifest yourself in your heart. Oh, big yes. For Mahabharata, Srimad Bhagavatam and Kama. And then Narada Veena, Jivana Sudhara Minityas, Madhuri Pura, Sankrishna Nama Kama, Purame Rasani. Oh, oh, you are very fond of Narada. When he takes Veena and Radhika, Narada Bajaya Veena, Radhika Ramana Name, Narada Muni Bajaya Veena. So, oh, this man, with full of rush, saturated with rush, you should manifest yourself. So you should make any idleness be weak, for instance. Always on. Always on. If you attend, it will give more sahayata,
help
than you are making money. Money can kill you. And money can take your all transcendental energy. But name is very powerful. He is merciful. He cannot kill you. He cannot kill you. You know, money, if you have so much money and you are going, anyone will shoot and take money. So many problems. Wet putty. All this is. Name Prabhu? Even Name Prabhu will be merciful to give you so much money that you can maintain your life. He can give you. No, Swarga. Oh, so many very beautiful, not only one lady, and they will not divorce. So many at a time, thousands of Aspara. What name? What name? Oh, name is these ladies of this earth, oh, they cannot be equal to just the sisters. And this husband, bogus. Opportunities or everything. Or in Vaikuntha. Or more than Vaikuntha, Dwarka. Oh, all are Lakshmi. Saptabhama, Rukmini, and all of that. If you like, or not to be engaged in their service. Not in their service, you will be like queen of. And if you are rejecting these, oh, then you will come to the Lord. So, normally, so forth, you should have a strong belief, and from today, you should try to increase your number and be, have so much faith. Then, name can give you, if you like, money, wealth, reputation, position, everything. And even Krishna. Go
Prima.
see, here Chaitanyamahaprabhu is also compared to a mountain. When the cloud is traveling, then if the cloud hits the mountain, then the cloud bursts and the rain comes down. So if there's a constellation of stars in the sky, which is called Swati Nakshatra, the nakshatra, the constellation called Swati, then there's a special potency in the rain. So when the rain comes down, it produces many wonderful effects. If the rain of Swati Nakshatra will go into the ocean and go into any oyster, then the oyster will produce a pearl. Otherwise, the oyster cannot produce any pearl. Many jewels come out from the ocean when the rain of Swati Nakshatra goes into the ocean. If the rain of Swati touches the hoofs of a cow, it produces gorochan, a very bright yellow pigment used in dyeing and silk. If the rain of Swati Nakshatra comes on the banana tree, it will produce camphor. If it comes on the bamboo tree, it will produce bangsalochan. If it comes on the hood of a serpent, the jewel, Sarpamani, will be produced. If it comes on the head of an elephant, the elephant pearl will come. And coming on the deer, it produces mriga, musk. So this rain of Swati Nakshatra has a special potency. So here, Kṛṣṇa-kāraj Goswami, he's saying that this meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Roy Ramananda was very auspicious. It was like the time of Swati Nakshatra. Because the rain, which came from the falling rain, which is like nectar, coming from the lips of Roy Ramananda, in the form of this conversation, so much Siddhanta. Swabhakti Siddhanta Chamritani. This was like the rain of Swati Nakshatra. All the Siddhanta coming from Roy Ramananda. And when it fell on the ocean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what happened? Yajyatta Ratnalaya Samprayati. The ocean became Ratnalaya. Ratnalaya means the abode of all jewels. Many, many jewels came in the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So though he is the ocean of mercy and the ocean of rasa, and though Roy Ramananda has come from him, he's like the cloud. Still, this rain coming from that cloud is more sweet. And when it fell on the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then the Ratna, Mahaprabhu became Ratnalayam. Some jewels came in that ocean. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took those jewels and he gave them to Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī Pāda. And this is coming in Arūpa Nuga Dhara. Very precious and special, confidential things the world had never seen before. Even Krishna himself did not know these things. So this is this Ramananda Sambhad, but it starts on the ground. So we will start from the beginning. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Roy Ramananda in a secluded place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from him, "Oh, Roy Ramananda, I want to ask you a question. What is sadhya? What is the goal of life? Sadhya, the goal of life, our aim and object, for which we should endeavor. That thing we should try to achieve. But I want you to explain this, giving evidence, giving praman from Shastra. I don't want to hear just any ideas, but with complete praman, evidence from Veda Vedanta Upanishad." So Roy Ramananda began to present the gradations of sadhya, conceptions of life, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At one stage, it became so high, Roy Ramananda, he said, "There's no shastra for this. Now I speak my own verses." And he began to speak the verses he wrote to himself. So we will not reach that point until... Go up to 26. Maybe by 26 we'll come up there into those verses. They're very nice verses. I'm getting impatient already. Anyway, we have to start from the beginning. And then we can make a platform, because without a platform, without a foundation, if you build a house, what will happen? It must fall down. So making a very strong platform. First of all, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, what is the goal of life? He said, "Oh, the goal of life is to follow your dharma, swadharma." And he quoted a verse from Visupana, Vanasramatara Avatara, Kurushena Parapaman. Vishnu-arajate-pancha-nanyat-tattosha-karanam. This verse explains Varnashrama-charabhata. You must be situated in the social arrangement, the institution of Varnashram Dharma, four Varnas and four Ashrams. Why? Because Vishnu-arajate-pancha. By performing one's duties in Varnashram Dharma, this is aradhana. This is worship of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nanya tatto sakaranam. There is no other way to satisfy him. So this verse is pramanic from a very good chapter, a very bona fide verse. When Mahaprabhu heard it, what did he say? Prabhu kahe eho paya agi keo aar. Mahaprabhu said, oh, this is external. Tell me something more. So we'll have to understand two things. One thing, why Ramananda Rai made this suggestion? What are the attributes of the system of Varnashram Dharma? But then, we'll also have to know what is lacking, what are the deficiencies? What are the faults in following this system? And why was it called external and why was it rejected? We see in chapter everywhere this Varnashram Dharma system has been explained. Chaturmaya Varna, Chaturvarnam Maya Sistam Guna Karma Vibhagasaha. According to your quality next.